This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have said in one of their rare moments of agreement that should they win in the fall, they would invest in this country's infrastructure. That'd probably be a good thing to do because the roads and the bridges here and all the rest of it aren't getting better by themselves. In fact, in some parts of the country, people are doing something called depaving their roads. Ariane Marshall wrote about it for Wired. Ariane, good to talk to you.
Nice to be here.
You have to explain depaving to me. Is it what it sounds like?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It means taking a formerly paved road and ripping it up. And sometimes you put down some dirt, sometimes you put down some gravel. Depends on the situation, but just kind of getting rid of that pavement.
And you went up to Montpelier, Vermont. You spoke to people up there. And apparently the city is doing it because it's too expensive to keep the roads paved.
Yeah. So this actually happened back in 2009, and they were really suffering a big funding shortfall that year, I think as many American towns and cities do. Yeah. And they decided it just was more cost effective to rip up their pavement and put down some gravel than deal with the really kind of broken up pavement they had.
Hmm. All right. So speaking of broken up, let's break this down a little bit. So they go and they chew up this whatever the road coating is. They leave it there. But there are some downsides, right? I mean, it's dusty and it's a bumpy ride, and right?
It's not ideal for cars. I spoke to someone who runs a car maintenance store, and she was telling me that a lot of folks end up trading in their planet-friendly Priuses for SUVs.
Oh, no.
Because this is really kind of tough on cars. But actually, on balance, it's probably better overall than driving across a bunch of potholes all the time.
Yeah, well, that's the point, right? It's ginormous potholes or a little bit of bounciness.
Exactly.
You do point out that even though spending on infrastructure has risen somewhat, it's the costs of concrete and asphalt and all that stuff that has risen more, right?
That's right, yeah. And since 2003, the budgets have gone up, but the price of those raw materials have gone up so much that actually the spending on transportation infrastructure has gone down in total by 9% since 2003. Hmm.
We ought not be surprised because, as you point out in this article, the Association of Civil Engineers gives our infrastructure in this country a D. Bridges and roads are, as we all know, in terrible condition. Even though this seems like an extreme solution, it can't be surprising.
Absolutely. We're not in a great place in terms of funding for infrastructure in this country. The really kind of interesting thing about this story is that it's happened in 27 states, but it hasn't been anything that's top down. It's just that a number of agencies have decided on their own that ripping up pavement is the best way to make use of what little money they have.
Ariane Marshall is a staff writer at Wired on its transportation desk. Ariane, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.